I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. The Ristle Center softball team defeated Prairie du Chien 1-0 last night at home. With the win, the Hornets secured a Southwest Conference title for the first time since 1996. Kyrie Fisher pitched a one-hitter. Abigail Williams stepped up with another big at-bat as she stroked an inside-the-park home run for the game's only score. The Hornets managed just 3 hits in the victory. The team is now 7-2 with one more conference game tonight at Platteville. The WIAA seeding meeting for softball teams will be Sunday, with the tournament set to begin for a few teams as early as next Thursday, May 21st. Following yesterday's big win, I caught up with Hornet head coach Jamie Gander.
Fortunately, Abigail did her thing again. I looked out when I was on first, and I thought, boy, they're playing her awful shallow. And she crushed one to right field. The wind kind of took it over. It hit fair, went out foul, and Dave just, you know, I seen her going. I thought, I know he's sending her. And that was what it took, you know. She's been one heck of a player here over the last year. I mean, pretty remarkable, really. I don't know if, you know, if people quite realize what she's been doing with a bat in her hand, but it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I don't know that I've seen a player be that consistent over a course of a couple of weeks here, right?
Yeah, I mean, every time she gets up, you know, you're thinking, well, something's going to change here at some point, and she just keeps firing. I mean, she's just hitting the heck out of the ball. And but, you know, I think she's confident. She's having fun. She realizes it's her senior year, and I think she realizes things are getting down the wire. And, you know, she's just one of those kids, the sky's the limit. I mean, she's just an athlete, and she's just showing everyone now what she can do.
You have the Platteville game. What does that mean now? I mean, you're still going to want to win it, right?
We do. You know, we might focus a little differently on it and get some kids in that haven't been in the lineup and just try to, you know, go get on the bus, have a little fun. It's been a, you know, a pretty stressful year because we have put a lot of pressure on these girls to perform because we knew what we had. You know, last year at this point, we conference was done. You know, we knew we couldn't get to it, so we just focused on getting better for the tournament. And this year, you're doing both. You're focusing on getting this conference first, and then we focus on the tournament, which will start next week. And but you know, in the meantime, I think it's good for this group to just take a step back. And you know, we're gonna go down there and give it heck, trust me. But I think we get some players in that haven't seen the field in a while, maybe in at bat, and you know, whatever happens. But we'll go down and give it a whirl.
And the seating meeting on Sunday as well. This win tonight surely has to help your cause, I think.
It should, yeah. You know, I've been looking at the teams in our sectional, and I think, you know, we should push for a one seed. I mean, you know, we'll see how things go Sunday night, but with that win tonight, you know, and then, you know, we'll see what happens tomorrow. Man, the nice part is Platteville's a Division II team, so if we do end up losing, you know, we can kind of throw that out. You know, they're going a different direction in the tournament. The win against Dodgeville, you know, the other night, I consider that a very quality win. I mean, that team from top to bottom is probably one of the better teams we've seen again this year. So, you know, that's a quality win. Fenimore was a quality win. I mean, our conference as a whole last year, you know, you look at who we beat to get where we got, it was all conference opponents until we hit Poinette. And that in itself should tell, you know, the seeding meeting, you know, the people in the meeting that, hey, this conference is good. We just won it, and we got a good record to move forward.
You said a few words about your seniors, but obviously this was their night as well. What a night to have senior night.
Yeah, Tatum Razick, Abigail Williams, Ella Cairns, and Ebony McCorkle. You know, I've only got to coach them for 2 years, but it's been a fun time with those four girls. And you know, Ella just came on this year, and she just kind of took that role over as the spiritual leader, I guess we call her. You know, she's kind of the one in there making all the, saying all the right things, breaking us down. They just started looking at her right away, and she's been a good kid to have on the team. And then, you know, Tatum, just a super kid, works hard. You know, to see her get a home run over at Ithaca the other day, I mean, she was in tears. So, I mean, that kid puts a ton of time in, and it's a lot of work. And you know, Abigail, we just talked about, amazing player. And then Ebony, you know, she's just been one of those kids. She was out early, hurt her toe late, and, you know, we haven't got her in the field much. I talked to her tonight and said we're going to try to get her out there tomorrow night. But a key player in our lineup, you know, last year she was huge in our tournament run. And then, again, tonight she put a bat on the ball. I think every time she's up there, she's just a very good kid to get in the batter's box and let her do her thing.
That is Jamie Gander. Congratulations to the Richland Center softball team on the conference-clinching win last night. Elsewhere, it was a victory for Riverdale over Darlington, 12-1. Cuba City, 5-4 over Fenimore. Belmont beat Lancaster, 3-1 in softball. Mount Horeb, 13-3 over Platteville. Lafarge, 16. North Crawford, 1. DeSoto, 10-9 over Seneca. Mineral Point, 4. Iowa Grant, 1. And Barneville, 11-0 over Dodgeville in 5 innings. Westby beat Viroqua, 12-2. Royal 2-1 over Bangor, capturing the Scenic Bluffs Conference last night. Cashed in 19-3 over Wonewoc Center. The Ithaca Weston team split with Wazika Steuben, losing the first 5-2. Brianna Ray, the winning pitcher. J.C. Maxwell suffered the loss. Valerie Bauer was 2-for-3 with a double and 2 RBIs in the game, the first game. Game 2, Ithaca Weston edged Wazika Steuben, 1-0. Valerie Bauer came up to bat with the bases loaded, no outs, and hit a rocket to center field to walk it off for a 1-0 ball game. Ithaca Weston has clinched at least a share of the Richland Valley Conference with no conference games left. Wazika Steuben still has 2 conference games left. Both teams currently only have 1 conference loss. Aspen Young, the winning pitcher, giving up 2 hits, no runs, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. And Devin Ehlert with the loss, giving up 3 hits, 1 run, a couple of walks, and no strikeouts last night. Haley McGlynn, J.C. Maxwell, and Valerie Bauer all had hits for Ithaca Weston in the win. Turning to baseball, it was a great game yesterday at Ithaca. WRCO's Adam Hess has more.
The Ithaca Bulldog baseball team pulled out a 1-run conference win Thursday night, defeating Seneca 8-7 at Ithaca. It was a back-and-forth battle. The largest lead any team held was 2 runs, as Seneca led 4-2 at one point, and the Bulldogs held an 8-6 lead going into the 7th inning. Devin Iam powered a solo home run for Ithaca, while Hunter Hagensick jacked a 2-run shot for the Royals. Caden Keller started on the mound for Ithaca, and Houston Boland finished the game for a save. Seneca held a lead entering the bottom of the 5th inning, but Makai Ta'alo drove in the tying run with a single. Isaiah Fargin drove in the 8th run, the winning RBI, with a base hit in the 6th. Ithaca is 10-1 in first place in the Ridge and Valley. Seneca falls to 8-2 on the year. The Bulldogs have a short turnaround as they will host Brookwood Friday night at 5 p.m. Again, the Thursday night final in Ridge and Valley baseball saw Ithaca defeat Seneca 8-7. With Sports, I'm Adam Hess.
Thank you, Adam. Isaac Jennings took the loss on the hill for Weston last night in a really close game. North Crawford 4-3 over the Silver Eagles. Gavin Cass came on in relief as well. Eli Jennings was 2-for-4 with 2 singles. Gavin Cast 1-for-3 with a double and an RBI. Brady Westfall 1-for-3 with a single. Trevor Westfall 1-for-3 with a single and an RBI in that conference game. Elsewhere, River Valley 6-4 over Prairie du Chien, and Dodgeville 5-1 over Richland Center at RCHS last night. Fenimore 5-3 baseball winners over Southwestern. Platteville 13, Lancaster 7. Also a win last night for Wazika Steuben over Kickapoo 9-2. DeSoto 25-0 over Lafarge. Bangor 4, Royal 3 in baseball. Richland Center soccer girls, they tied last night with Prairie du Chien 2-2. Both Hornet goals came from sophomore Nevaeh Glassbrenner off a cross and a breakaway finish. The whole game was a back-and-forth contest with offensive chances for both teams. The Hornets had multiple opportunities to capitalize, whether it was off corners from Mariah Abde or direct kicks from Bryn Anderson, shots on goal from Peyton Bricko, along with Rowan May and Eleanor Jelenic throughout the game. Harper Glassbrenner led the defense with hustle and Olivia Dano in goal with an impressive save time after time. Hornets next action Saturday at Lacrosse Logan. Platteville Lancaster and River Valley with a scoreless tie last night, and Dodgeville Mineral Point 4-0 over Columbus. Toma 3-1 over Reedsburg in soccer. Baseball tonight, Boscobel plays at Riverdale. Here's Chieftains coach Kurt Thompson.
As far as we are concerned, we're just going to keep looking to improve, try to play our best every game and get ready for that end push to the season with tournaments just 2 weeks away.
Last time you played Boscobel, Kurt, that was a really good game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a good game. It was a close game. They have a nice team, very well coached. I know they've had some ups and downs this year, but they're a real good team. The conference this year is so balanced. It's probably the most balanced I've seen it in a long, long time.
You know, you get toward the end of the season, you finally get some good weather, don't you?
Oh, that's what you're hoping for. The wind's supposed to die down. It's supposed to be a beautiful day out on tonight and then tomorrow morning. And just a little plug for our baseball games on Friday and Saturday. We have our concession stand. Our only fundraiser that we do is there, and Donna Walsh has made us some pumpkin bars and her chocolate chip cookies, and we got her cinnamon rolls will be freshly baked on Saturday morning, and we got Angie Cagle and Mandy Kinney who do all the work in that stand, and so we'll have a lot of things, brats, hamburgers, and all that. So if you got time, stop over for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and that'd be great for us.
How's the guy supposed to broadcast a baseball game with all that food? Riverdale Boscobel can be heard tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Brookwood plays at Ithaca among the baseball games this evening. And in softball, Richland Center is at Platteville. Brookwood is at Ithaca Weston, River Valley at Lancaster, Iowa Grant at Riverdale, and North Crawford at Boscobel. Soccer action, Mount Horeb plays at River Valley and Reedsburg at Sparta. The Brewers with a 7-1 win over San Diego yesterday, and the new NFL schedule is out. We'll talk to Mike Clements about that in just a little bit. Also, later on this weekend, we have home talent baseball. Nick Stittleberg talked about the Cavs Reds, who open up against Cross Plains on Sunday.
We got our first and only scrimmage in last weekend. Guys shook off a little bit of rust, but we thankfully actually came away with a nice win and got a lot of good experience into before we start the season here this weekend.
Nick Stittleberg, Casanova Reds manager. We'll have the game on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Pregame time around 12:45 Sunday afternoon.